lives and we get better together. And revolution. Revolution or evolution, it's a process of learning. Learning from problems. In my opinion, I love mistakes. I love problems because I think all of that is part of the process. It's the way you learn. I had a ski instructor who taught Michael Jordan how to ski, and he said he was the most unusual person because every time he would make a mistake, he loved it. And he realized that mistakes and problems are part of that process. He was an ordinary basketball player, became the world's greatest basketball player because he evolved. He allowed himself the appreciation for mistakes. Knowing what you don't know is even more important than knowing what you know. So our fears or our lack of knowing and our ability to deal with those weaknesses and those issues has been something that has helped us over those years perform. So we love to revolutionize things. We love to invent. It's part of our culture. And so when you say culture, culture is a way of being that lets you live out your values. And so we have a certain way of being, and behind that is certain principles. In case you're interested, I thought it would be interesting for those who care to, at the table when you're going out, I could give you our set of principles. We've established a set of principles by which we agree to live by, and their logic is behind them. That's what really has made Bridgewater successful, living by those principles in that kind of a community. Part of this is independent thinking. We are in a zero-sum game, so by definition, you can't be with the consensus and add value, because the price, the consensus is reflected in the price. You have to be able to think independently. And independent thinking is something I think that I worry about in terms of the industry. There are some fantastic people in the industry. Hedge funds, I don't actually know what a hedge fund is. Hedge fund is a bouillabaisse of all different people doing all different things. But hedge funds on average, this is a great concern, are not doing enough independent thinking. I'm going to show you something about that in a minute. The beauty of being in the hedge fund business, it's the only business in the world that I know of that is really not cyclically dependent, that your environment is not your determinant. You're free to do whatever you want. There's no such thing as a bad environment. You can go short, you can go long, you can take spreads, you can do anything you want, just as long as you do it prudently. You have that sort of freedom. So there's no reason for us, for the industry as a whole, to perform this way. This is our challenge. This is the average correlation. The average correlation between a hedge fund, the hedge fund indices, and the average portfolio, stocks and bonds, is 76%. Why is that? There's no good reason anybody lost money last year. You can go short, you can go long, you could take spreads. If we as an industry are going to be able to make a contribution to the rest of the world in terms of the investment community, we have to do independent thinking to be able to take uncorrelated positions. That's our responsibility. Too many people in the hedge fund industry, in my opinion, are just basically carrying their beta through, replicating in certain return patterns. What we do is we've replicated almost every style. We've taken 14 different styles of hedge funds, and we've taken their return series. The average correlation is between 50 and 60% of a manager with that return style, and we've been able to replicate that return style, just creating just a passive mix. For example, emerging market managers, you could just be long the emerging markets, and whether they go up or down will drive their returns. So you need to have, I think, more of an independent point of view in order to create uncorrelated alphas. And uncorrelated alphas are what's going to benefit the portfolios, not replicating the betas. Strategies, for example, trend-following strategies in terms of commodities, are strategies that it could be replicated by simple moving average of 5-day crossing the 20-day moving average practically replicates the performance of the average CTA, for example. So what we're looking for, I think we have to be able to think more independently. And I think we have to think more about outside of our experiences. What happened in 2008 is really because the last prior 10 years rewarded certain type of behavior, and it became the fashionable in thing to do, and that correlation built like that. You have to think about all the different kinds of environments and the correlations. This replication, this is just our replication of the hedge fund index, which is shows a 91% correlation. Those particular strategies can be passively invested. They can be indexed. So the hedge fund industry is going through a period of time, I think, in which there's going to have to be much greater differentiation between managers and much more independent thinking. So as it brings to the true asset class, the true ability to bring through the true talents, let that seep through. So I'm taking probably too much time, and I'm probably lecturing too much, but I just wanted to share with you some of the philosophy about Bridgewater, definition of our culture, and for me, the great satisfaction of being able to work with people on the basis of that culture, clients, and to be able to operate in that way. And I hope that the industry as a whole will move more to the uncorrelated, hedge away some of that beta, and exaggerate that alpha. So thank you very much.